girl Portia Williams just made a big reveal, but was it an accident?
And Jonathan Majors shares the steamy way, honey, he met co-star Glenn Powell.
Plus, we're dishing with the gopher from The Masked Singer, the legendary George Clinton. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Hey! And joining us again is TV personality, actress, and entrepreneur Julissa Bermudez.
Hey! Thank you. It's so great to be back here. Okay, what you got first up, HK?
Well, first and foremost, today is Veterans Day, so we want to take a moment to honor everyone who served in our military. Salute to y'all. We thank you so much for your service, okay?
Yes.
Now, in case y'all forgot that Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's iconic dress to the Met Gala, the Kardashians on Hulu is here to remind you and let you in on a few of the details, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The latest episode revealed that Kim's Marilyn moment came down to an emergency call from mom Chris and three people cramming her butt into the dress.
Kim, push it. Push your ass. Push your ass.
Where?
In.
Push.
He lifted up like my butt in my Skims, re-kind of positioned my shapewear, and then it went up.
Oh my God. It fits.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay. It was like trying to stuff a ship into a bottle. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of work there. Oh, gosh.
That Spanx is looking a little sweaty. Oh, I should say Skims.
Skims.
My bad.
The Skims looking sweaty.
She was dedicated. She lost so much weight to get in that dress.
Yeah, I'm sure she did, honey.
It's tricky, though, because Marilyn Monroe was not a skinny mini. Like, right. Marilyn was a full-figured woman, you know?
She had hips.
That was part of her fame, was the fact that she wasn't so just straight up and down. And she had curves. And it's wild to think that back in the day that that dress was considered curvy.
Enough of that dress to brittle and fall apart. And I'm sure it was about, what, 80 years old?
Okay, what, dry ride.
Yeah, dry ride.
Definitely zero amount of stretch in that dress.
I'm just thinking about, like, standing there and not knowing whose hands are shoving what parts of your body around to get you into the dress.
She don't mind.
Yeah, she
don't mind. Is that normal? Is that normal for
what a moment? Probably normal.
For fashion.
Stylists do that, you know?
For fashion, you know.
Beauty is pain.
Absolutely.
See, she should have stood on top of a dresser and jumped into it.
Okay, y'all. Speaking of beautiful dresses, our girl Portia Williams is about to get married to her fiance, Simon. But it seems she made a big reveal about her special day by accident.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And the IG Live captured by KC Sips Tea, P. Willie was showing off her new clothing line when she turned the camera to her sister, Lauren, who was struggling with her top. Now, they had a good old laugh before Portia realized her wedding dress was on full display. Lord, check it out.
Help us.
Like a beautiful dress, by
it
the way.
It is a beautiful dress. She might change the whole thing now.
I think because
it's like it's been revealed. So knowing Portia, she's going to be like, hell no. I don't want that dress no more.
But shouldn't that give more anticipation and hype to how she's going to look in the dress now that you've seen what the dress looks
not
like?
The same,
no one
crack.
Is supposed to see this dress, not even Simon.
Yo, HK, I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
My youngest sister was getting married and I was there and she was taking some of the photos and I'm just like loving seeing my youngest sister on their like important day and she's in her dress and whatnot and I grab a photo and I like casually throw it into my Instagram story. Seconds later, my middle sister was like, Tanner! And I was like, well, she's like, get that off your story! And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, they should have came and jumped you.
Yeah, it was close. It was
shaved
close.
Shaved your head.
It was real bad.
Shaved your head.
It was bad.
Do you know the process that it takes for a woman to finally agree on a wedding dress?
Oh, my God.
I don't. Yeah.
Come on.
It is serious business, honey. You don't play with that thing. And your significant other cannot see it. You damn sure don't want the world to see it.
Either way, we are so excited for your big day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And we will be there, honey.
Okay, it's time for Did It See Dish Coming? All right. In Washington State, oh, man, a 17-year-old tried to steal $18,000 worth of handbags from the Louis Vuitton store.
What?
But as he tried to run out of the store, he slammed into a plate glass window. And was knocked out cold.
That's
not a knockoff, people. That is a knockout.
Right.
Gee.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what?
That's what he get.
You're damn right, right? Yeah. If I got to work and pay my little hard-earned coins to get a wallet, your ass running, stealing purses and stuff, honey. Baby, that was the ghost of Louis.
Okay. That wasn't the Holy Ghost. That was the Louis ghost.
The Louis ghost.
Okay.
But am I the only one who thought that was Gary before, like, we understood the context of the story?
Gary ain't stealing no purses, honey. He might get the mannequin from the place.
Okay. I'm sure you look similar when you're on a shopping spree, though, right, Gary? Just grabbing all kind of things.
Honestly, I ran into a damn glass when I first moved to Atlanta.
Really?
In Market. I went to this furniture store, and I was walking, I mean, bam, knocked the mess out. That was knocking me out.
Why you didn't see it?
Because the glass was clean. That glass was clean, baby. I mean, it almost knocked me out. I said, girl.
There was nothing over the top.
This is the honest truth, y'all. Now when I go in stores, bitch, I be feeling the mess. It ain't glass.
Okay, guys. Jonathan Majors stars in the upcoming war drama Devotion, and he met his co-star Glenn Powell in a very unconventional way. He told Jimmy Kimmel that he insisted they meet in a, you guessed it, a Russian bathhouse.
Check it out.
He showed up looking like $1 million, like Hangman, with those piercing blue eyes and that brilliant smile. And we sat there and we
naked?
Completely naked.
Completely naked?
Yeah.
This is your first meeting.
Gotta jump into the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Navy.
Okay.
It's the Navy, in the deep end.
Fully nude, Russian bathhouse.
Ew.
Gary, would you star in a war movie to see your co-star naked?
Bitch, yes, man. Baby, honey, they might even have to pay me, honey. I'm like, I'm gonna do this here for free, honey.
He's like, just give me craft services, I'm good.
Unintended.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like it is more weird for guys to see each other naked than for girls to see each other naked.
It
like
really is.
Hear,
it
is. Like women are like, oh, we run around naked all the time.
I'm
like,
what? Exactly. Because when I was in high school, bitch, I never took a shower in gym. Never. Mm-hmm.
That's why you
just
smell
go
like
home?
That.
No. Bitch, no.
Damn.
I just couldn't do it, honey. You know, I didn't know who I was at the time.
Oh, Gary.
Hey, also be sure to tune in next week because I'll be getting more scoop from Jonathan and the cast of Devotion. You don't want to miss it.
That's right. Dope. Moving on. Fat Joe is spilling the tea, y'all.
Uh-oh.
So he recently appeared on Red Table Talk where he delivered plenty of gems, but it was his mentions of Ashanti and Irv Gotti that had social media talking. Uh-oh. Take a look.
Somebody got asked me, yo, why'd you jump out and defend Ashanti like that? No, I'm
I
gonna,
love that you did that.
But listen, this guy who's a friend of mine, he said, yo, you Ashanti?
See, that's what
now,
I'm saying, Joe.
I'm sitting here, like, flabbergasted. Like, this was like, you know, blasphemy or some right? Because she's been my sister 20-something
Absolutely.
Years.
Right.
That's what's up. When you have a sister or a good relationship with somebody that's worth defending, it feels good when you look out for them and defend them. I love this.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, salute, but can members of the opposite sex be friends, honey? Both, you know, if they both attracted?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't
Why
trust
not?
It. I don't trust it. Oh. No, sir.
You don't know Lorena.
This says more about you, Gary.
Joe's got a wife.
Yeah, Lorena.
His
she
wife
is
and
beautiful.
Ashanti are friends. And
you know what I mean? And them this stuff with each other, honey. Friends,
I mean, well, Gary, like in your world, you'd be afraid of people of the same sex being friends because something might be going
sure
on.
Would,
like,
honey, you just I don't trust no queen,
Gary,
baby.
You don't trust people.
And he don't trust glass anymore,
okay.
either.
Or glass.
There we go. Hey, Julissa, you did just finish a movie with Ashanti called The Plus One. What was your experience working with her? What
First
was that
of
like?
All, Ashanti is my fellow Libra sis, which I love that. And she's just wonderful. Ashanti has such a likability about her, and I think in this film, especially because it's a rom-com, it's a really great role where you get to see her kind of being that Ashanti we all love, but then that humor and that side of her being funny is really really nice to see. So she's really great. I'm looking forward to everybody watching The Plus One.
Up next, we have a dish debate, honey, that will have you rethinking your marital plans. We'll explain more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate!
So, Saints player Juwan Johnson's wife, Shannon, is laughing all the way to the bank with her husband's paycheck. So, she recently went viral on TikTok after saying her NFL husband's money is her money, and people had a lot to say about it. Check it out.
When we get paid, we'll spend as much money as I want because it's our money and he decided to marry me. And I do everything that he wants, like I'll cook and clean and stuff like that. And when he makes money, I'm gonna spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after this video went viral, Shannon took to IG to respond, letting everybody know her TikTok videos actually bring in revenue, which make a lot of sense because, like, she was giving me, like, you know, like an intentional bad guy vibes. You know how like people play heel in wrestling just to kind of evoke a reaction? Because there's no way anyone could really like operate like this and think everything going to be peachy keen at home.
I don't know. I do think a lot of people operate like this and think it's going to be peachy keen and then find out it isn't. But at the same time, there are some people who, it's not always the man who has the money management skills. Sometimes it's the woman. And so sometimes you want your woman to be handling your money.
That is a good point, Tanner. And by the way, if it isn't peachy keen, this video is definitely going to surface up in divorce court. I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he ain't going to do nothing to her here. His name is Jawan. So, honey, he going to let Miss Shannon, honey, do whatever she wants. If her name had been Keisha, she wouldn't have been making that video. It would have not been that way, honey. But since her name is Shannon, and honey, he is Jawan. Child, please, honey. This girl, honey, laughing all the way to the bank with his money and dare him to say something.
Because his name is that? Okay.
She's bringing in some revenue
from
those
trolls. She's doing it a little bit like trolls, maybe.
She ain't bringing in his money. Let's be clear,
that
honey.
That is true.
Oh, well, trust me, honey. We would know who she was
had
she not been married to him.
Listen, I hope the day that I'm married was mine is mine and was his is mine.
You ain't getting married.
Okay.
Gary.
Changing the story. Moving on. Film and TV star Rainn Wilson, best known for his role as Dwight on The Office, has made a dramatic change to his name to help bring awareness to climate change. He took to Twitter to announce his new name, which is Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson.
Excuse me, what?
Do you like it, Brad? Do you like the new name?
Absolutely not.
I love it.
Ain't nobody calling him all that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm curious. If you could change your name to bring attention to an issue, what would your name be?
Immigration.
Immigration Bermuda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go HK for heat kills, you know, global warming, you know what I'm saying? Like it's killing the fish and the animals, sea levels rising.
I'd probably change mine to TS for thunderstorm.
What? No, don't even ask, Julissa. Nobody asks.
I don't know the statistics
don't
of thunderstorms killing.
Don't.
Well, if you're looking for a thing to champion, you know, Tanner, you know, they say the bees are dying at an alarming rate, and if all the bees die, like, everything's supposed to fall apart from that point on.
Yeah, yeah, you can call me the bees tea.
The bees?
I was going to go with Jerry. Gerrymandering. But I don't know if that one's going to connect.
What?
Gerrymandering. You know what gerrymandering is?
Yeah, yes. They do
yeah,
it.
Jerry. Call, my yeah, name's Jerry. Nice. Gerrymandering.
Geriatrics.
Geriatrics.
Okay, guys, today is a special day because Black Panther Wakanda Forever finally opens in theaters nationwide.
Yay!
And actively Black collaborated with Marvel to develop products inspired by the Marvel Studios' highly anticipated film. Now, as you can see, we are all rocking them or holding them or just supporting them in all ways. House, please give commentary on how great they look, darling.
I'm wearing mine to church Sunday.
You are?
Yes, honey. Yes, yeah, wearing it to church Sunday.
Are you going to put a blazer on?
My pastor is running for a senator. So, I mean, this is a great thing to wear for him being a senator of nice Black Wakanda.
Yeah. I'm going
to
film Brat Loves Judy in mine.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to work out in mine.
That's what's up.
This will get you a superhero body, though, and nice and warm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you guys want to check out the full list of products inspired by the film, visit Marvel.com.
Up next, we get to dish with the legendary George Clinton, a.k.a. the Gopher, about his time on The Masked Singer. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you missed The Masked Singer this week, man, it was Hall of Fame night and the GOATs definitely came out. And unfortunately, the Gopher lost, but it's all good because we get to chat with him. We have the artist formerly known as the Gopher, legendary singer, songwriter, and trendsetter, and one of the funkiest men around, the one, the only, George Clinton. What up, brother? Ain't nothing but the dog in me, man. Mr. Clinton, man, what was your first reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
Oh, you know what? I was waiting to be asked to do it. I've been watching it ever since T-Pain was on there. And then I saw Gladys and Dion, and I said, whoa, this is my crew. I know I can do this. And my grandkids, they all wanted me to do it.
It was a no-brainer. Now, if you could think about, you know, some of the countless artists that you've worked with, right? Because you've worked with a little bit of everybody, whether it's like directly or maybe because they sampled you. Who would you ask to be on The Masked Singer, and what would you make their costume be?
I like to see either Smokey Robinson or Rakim.
Wow.
That's a wide range, ain't it?
And those are two extremes.
Have them do some of the Muppets characters.
Now, I gotta send a big shout out to our sister, the Brat, man. You know, you were Dr. Funkenstein. The Brat made Funkified. Now, if you and Brat had to make the perfect costume for y'all both to rock together, what would that costume be?
Oh, wow. Man, the Brat. Oh, you know, or Ashford and Simpson.
So it would be a big animatronic Ashford. That's the first time that's been done. Like, I don't think I've ever seen someone be in costume as actual people, but who aren't the people that are in the costume. See, it's a disguise in a disguise, like a Russian doll.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be disguised as another person.
Now, there's so many different things, you know, that, you know, we know you for, and you never know what bag George Clinton's coming out of next, man. So what can we expect from you coming down the pipeline?
You can check out, lately I've been doing artwork.
Really?
I got an art show right in Los Angeles now, in Santa Monica. Huge. You know, with Jeffrey Deitch, you know, Basquiat fame.
All right. Making a mental note, because I'm headed west next week, so I'm at the pull up, man. George Clinton, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And everybody, make sure you check out The Masked Singer, because you literally never know who's going to be under that mask, all right? Don't move. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it.
Well, y'all, it looks like Jason Momoa has found love again.
No!
And it is not with a woman.
Oh, Gary. Really?
It is with a wild pig.
I will fight you, Gary. Oh, with a pig.
A wild pig, y'all. Apparently, Jason met and fell in love with this pig on the set of his new Netflix project, Slumberland. Now, the self-proclaimed animal lover couldn't resist taking the pig home, and he adopted him and is even planning to dress him up and paint his toenails pink.
Aww.
I love it.
He can dress me up and paint my toenails pink. Listen, I will give up bacon for Jason Momoa.
Not
okay?
Bacon.
Well, honey, I'll give pork chops.
I really want to see this pig go everywhere with him, like, you know, like where it's like a companion piece. Because remember, like, how Paris Hilton had that dog for the long time?
Yeah.
Like, I do want to see Jason Momoa, like, dude, going to the Aquaman premiere holding the pig.
I don't think there's such things as miniature pigs, though. I think all pigs get big as hell.
Right.
So I would, yeah.
And they're smart. Like, you could teach them tricks. You could teach them to sit. Everything.
Are they
you
affectionate?
Teach a dog.
Like,
really?
My understanding is they are, yeah.
Really?
I dated a girl.
Would you want a pig next to you? Just...
No.
I would.
Oh, my God.
He just tried to stuff on you.
I love just that song.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.